Your social media feed delivers plenty of advice, but it doesn't know you. It doesn't ask questions. It doesn't give physical exams or order tests. Doctors do. At the American Medical Association, we believe the best care starts with a real conversation with someone who understands the science and your unique health. So stay curious, ask questions, but when it's time to make decisions, make them with a doctor. Learn more at AMAHealthVsHype.org. That's AMAHealthVsHype.org.
Indeed Sponsored Jobs gets you quality candidates when you need them most. Spend less time searching and more time actually interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. When you need the right person to cut through the chaos, this is a job for Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? This is a job for Indeed Sponsored Jobs.
Wellness looks different at every stage. The right support makes all the difference. Shake up your routine with Vital Proteins collagen peptides. With 20 grams of collagen sourced from grass-fed, pasture-raised bovine, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. Made with no artificial sweeteners, it's a clean way to fuel your body, so your wellness stays effortless wherever the day takes you. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit VitalProteins.com to get started. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they had been living with a lot of paranormal activity for a long time, but one night, they'd had enough, and they left.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do you have a real ghost story? Because if you do, we'd like to hear it. Call it in. It's 855-853-4802. If you like to write, you can write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, you can become a premium subscriber. No commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon. How's everything today?
Well, I'm just still recuperating from our trip.
Yeah, Kathy and I took a little day trip yesterday. And we went to a town, Ellenwood, Kansas. It's about a 90-mile drive. And we toured not just the Haunted Wolf Hotel, but we also went into the town, has tunnels underneath. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty awesome.
It was. And we started out at, like, I believe what was an old hardware store at one time. I think when it originally started, it was like a hardware store and things. And then we went in there and they talked about the history of the town a little bit and how it started and so forth. It was like on the Santa Fe Trail.
Uh-huh.
And then we went down into the basement underneath this old building. I'd say, what do you think, 1880?
I would say about that, 1880-90.
Yeah. And it was exactly what you all think. It was super creepy. And I felt like that room was maybe the one that disturbed me the most. And I can't explain why. But that room I felt like was very oppressive.
It was interesting, too, because so they have these tunnels below the main street. And the main street in this town is like two blocks. Mm-hmm. It's a little bitty town. I don't know how big Ellenwood is. I'd say 1,000 people.
Yeah,
maybe 1,500. Tiny, tiny town. Yeah. So a lot of these tunnels they have filled in, but in this area they hadn't. So they could drop coal down there. You leave the one. It's like an old tack shop, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the guy worked on harnesses and saddles and things for horses and who knows what else he did. But then you walked out of there and you go down this little tunnel and then you're in the barber shop.
Yeah, there were... The walls of the basement rooms on under these buildings. Now, this went, you have to keep in mind, the entire block and then across the street, that entire block too. It might have been like two blocks in length. I'm not exactly sure now. But at any rate, you know, all along these basement walls were shops. So the basements of the stores that were up above on the street had another shop down below with a storefront. So you could just go down the stairs and walk along these tunnels and go to shops in there. But apparently a lot of the stuff underneath was maybe a little bit more of the nefarious stuff, like a lot of bars and a lot of maybe gambling and a couple brothels and, you know, that kind of underground world that happened down there, they said.
And a barbershop.
And a barbershop, which was also like the surgeon.
Yeah, he did tonsillectomies and things.
Yeah, who did minor operations on people. And then they had like a little bathhouse down there that you could take a bath and, you know, pay 5 cents to get cleaned up or whatever. And so it was very, very fascinating. On that particular side, like I said, the room that creeped me out the most was that first room where they had all the like saddles.
Oh,
and
yeah. Kathy and I both walked down there and I walked down this. I stepped off the last step and I went, oh. Like, yeah. And I look at Kathy and she's like, oh, yeah. And the woman said, oh, there is a lot of activity in this room. And Kathy and I both picked up on it immediately. Mm-hmm. What was crazy about that room was, so the guy, I don't remember his name. This will be an episode of the Grave Talk so you can hear it. But he pretty much closed up a shop, locked it up in what, 1920 or something like that, and locked it up and left. They unlocked it 40 some years later, and this is what you see.
Yeah.
You know, this is what was down there. Mm-hmm. And they brought in a couple other items down there, like random mortician's tables. But
yeah, for embalming tables. Yeah.
But for the most part, it was just the way the guy left it. And the barbershop looked like that too.
Yeah. And so it was pretty, you know, that area and in that first room where the saddles and everything, I would say I took maybe 5 pictures in that room or 6, and several of them had an odd blue orb, and it was kind of located at the bottom of the picture frame. In each frame, there would be this like kind of small blue orb, and it was the only place I picked up an orb.
And you know, it was so bright blue, you would almost think it was a cat ball or something that lit up. That's almost what it looks like a light.
Yeah. And you would think, if you go, okay, well, it's just some sort of particle or something. Well, why is it in the same place when I am looking in a different direction?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it in the same place of my screen when I look over this way? Or I turn around and I face the opposite direction and it happens again.
Well,
why would it be doing that?
Across the street, she got the creepiest picture. I sent it to Tony today. And Tony was like, what the hell is that? And I'm like, it's like a woman. And I'm like, I know. It's like this woman in a black dress and she's kind of looking down with these really evil eyes. And we sent it to the girl who gave us the tour, and she's like, said something about a mannequin being in there, but in all the other pictures, there's no mannequin. Like,
there's no mannequin. I almost wonder if she's thinking a different place.
Because like, I'm like, but here's the picture I took at the same time she took that one. There's nothing back there.
Yeah, I almost think when we sent her the picture, she's thinking of a different room.
Yeah, or maybe something.
Because when we look at it, it's like an apparition. It's not just like, oh, is that some little thing there? It's a person.
It's not one of those where somebody has to go, look, the eyes are here, the arms are here. It's like, holy shit.
It's a person.
Yeah. You need to post that on the Facebook page.
And so I'm going to put it on the Facebook page and so that you guys can see it and let me know what you think.
And we can post the one I took that has, there was 4 windows. It is, by the way, the coolest place. Down below the hotel, same tunnel system. We went into a couple places down there, but they have an old speakeasy that's open on Friday and Saturday nights.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a speakeasy now, I guess. It's a bar. But it is the coolest space. And so we walked in there. I'm like, my God, I want to start making drinks. This looks like fun.
Yeah.
And so I'm just snapping pictures just because I like the space.
Yeah.
And so I kind of took all these sort of general pictures. And then Kathy got that really creepy one.
Because we're looking through. So last night we were just sitting on the sofa and saying, let's look at our pictures and see if we got anything. You know, because you just snap pictures. You're not looking at them in the moment. And so we're looking, and all of a sudden I go, I think I dropped the F-bomb. I think I did. I was like,
you act like you've never said it before.
Oh, man. Oh, you guys, God. And I hand it over to Carol. I go, what in the hell is this? And so she looks at it. She goes, well, you know, and I said, no, expand it. And when she expanded it, her face just dropped because it's a person, but it's a real black kind of.
And it doesn't look like a mannequin at all.
Cloud person, but you can see arms, you know, and a head and eyes and a mouth and nose. Like you can see it's a person standing there. So, but it's a real creepy look on this person's face too.
She also said that they see black shadows in there all the time.
Yeah, in that particular bar, she said, we see it walking through here all the time, and these black shadows. And I'm like, well, I got a picture of your black shadow for you.
So Amanda's going, our tour guide, she was awesome. She's got a paranormal investigation in there on Friday. They're going to try to recreate the photo. I'm like, good luck, Amanda, because I think it's going to be kind of hard. Because I don't know what there was. The only thing it could have been was a reflection, but of what?
Yeah. That's what my first thought was, too. It was a reflection, and I'm like, no, that's not a reflection.
Yeah, because nor Kathy nor I nor Amanda were wearing old-timey black dresses, just so everybody knows. Because maybe somebody's like, well, was Carol wearing an old-timey black dress?
And I don't
believe
anybody had that demonic look on their face. Because you guys, she was pissed. The way the eyes squint and everything, it's almost like the Joker's face or something.
It's weird.
Like this real evil kind of face.
Yeah. It'll be interesting, too, when I edit all of the audio, which will take a few hours. But I'm wondering if I'll hear anything in the background.
Yeah.
I'll have to edit with headphones
on. I'm going
to
tell you right now that if this holds true, this picture, it's like the best ghost picture I've ever seen in my life.
It was really good. It was really, really, really good.
Really good one, guys. It's an apparition. It's not like, oh, I think it's a shadow or I think it's this. It is a full apparition.
So you got to post that on the group page and everybody can let us know what they think.
Yeah.
It was so creepy. It was really fun. We're going to go some other places throughout this summer, just take the recorder and go do the paranormal tours of places. And so I'll have that. It's called the Haunted Wolf Hotel, and that will be on the Grave Talks.
Yeah. So you get the whole lowdown on that.
Yeah. So hopefully, I'm kind of wondering if we caught something, because there's three different areas that we walked in. That tack shop at the beginning, the place next to the bar, we both got a very oppressive feeling. It was heavy, heavy, heavy in there. And then there was a, and then that was when she went on to tell us about all the activity in that room. And then there was an upstairs bedroom that I just walked in and immediately said, oh, hell no, I could not stay in this room.
And the interesting thing about, that room was you walked in and it was appreciably colder.
Very cold.
It was very cold in that room. And I am not exactly sure about their heating air conditioning stuff. If, you know, you'd have to look into that, but it was.
They could have HVAC issues.
Could be, you know, but it was cold in that room. It was weird. You walked in and it felt super creepy, and it was decorated kind of creepy. And because it had a lot of like antiques on the shelves.
Well, they called it grandma's room, and it was super filled with knickknacks.
Yeah, like grandmas would have, you know.
I did not like that room. I was like, no.
Like
no,
you
no,
would
no,
wake
no,
up
no.
and look at those things up there and go, oh, you know. And also they said that this hotel had been an antique store for about 40 years. And then what, in maybe the last 10 years, it'd been purchased again and redeveloped back into a hotel. But you think of all the objects that came through that building.
Oh, then they take me and Kathy into the one room where we felt very oppressed. And there was a man who had been murdered and he had been taken down there. And that's where he died, in by a cistern or a well. Mm-hmm. And so it was another room. So she's like, I'm going to take you back into that room. So we go back into that room. Now, this room is darker than dark because there is no light, absolutely zero light.
Yeah, it's because you're in the underground tunnels and you go back into the what would have been a store and then back behind that.
Yeah, and so we go into the back room and she turns a light on and it is filled with freaking dolls. And I'm like, I turn and look to my left and I go, hell no.
What else was beside the dolls? A Ouija board.
Oh, yeah, there was a Ouija board right there.
Yeah.
And this is where the man died. Then she shuts the door and turns the lights off. And we're like, whoa.
I know. Well, then I took pictures in there when she turned the lights off. And I thought that's where I might get something because my flash went, you know, because the room was black. But when those lit up, it didn't. They're creepy looking pictures. But I don't see anything that I'd go, oh, there's a shadowy thing, you know, or something there. Nothing like that.
But y'all gotta let us know what you think about the other one, because it is the creepiest thing.
Like I said, you guys, it's truly, if it holds up, it's the best apparition photo I've ever seen.
I mean, I don't know what there is to hold up about it, because it's a creepy photo.
Well, unless there's some kind of mannequin thing there. But even then,
it still doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. I'm like, there's no mannequins in your pictures.
Mm-mm. But you know? I'm looking at it right now. She's definitely in a black dress.
It's the same, because Carol took a picture of the same scene as I did. And I got this apparition thing, and she didn't.
And I took a picture of, like, there's four windows that go out into, like, a underground walkway. I don't know. It looks like it's maybe 8 feet deep. So I took a picture of all four windows, and you don't see anything like that. And probably within 30 seconds, Kathy took a picture of that weird apparition.
Yeah.
Now, there's one of them in my picture that is like a little...
And it's weird. It's
what's
like
that?
And when I took it, it's like she's looking at me, taking the picture.
Yeah. It's so creepy. It was so creepy. But
yeah.
And I'll send you, like, in my picture, so you can post that too. I'll show you what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But it's not in the same window. The one I'm looking at is in a different window than what's in the window that you took the picture from. Because you can tell by what's below. There's some pictures and knick-knacky things below, so you can tell which
is shelves.
Which.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so creepy. So creepy. It was worth the drive all the way to Ellenwood, Kansas, and back to get that.
It was. It was really good.
It was pretty awesome.
It was pretty awesome. But it was funny because you did feel, you know, there were times I felt like oddly being watched or something. And I would say, especially in that first room, that tack shop.
Yeah, very much. There's somebody
right
behind
you. That was the one
that
I was getting the... I was... And to the point I was feeling like, I really feel like I can't breathe as good.
Mm-hmm.
And admittedly, it's underground and stuff, but it was more of a just an oppressive, I can't even hardly breathe. I really want to get out of this room. I wish you'd quit talking feeling.
Yeah.
You know.
It was so creepy. Well, let's go to another creepy story, because this is creepy. It says, this isn't actually my story, but one of my best friends. My friend, who we'll call Rose, would often casually tell me and a few others her home was haunted when the subject of ghosts and other spooky things was brought up, but she never went into much detail. When we started becoming closer, she learned of my love for everything and anything paranormal. Eventually, I asked her about her home and slowly the story unraveled. At first, she told me typical haunted house stuff, strange noises, footsteps, the works. But as time went on, she would go further in depth about it. She would tell me things would be moved, hidden, or would completely vanish. Electronics would act up on their own accord, turn off and on, or die. Her pets, dogs, and cats would stare, bark, and hiss, and many other... Whoops, I just hit something and totally lost my place. Okay. Her pets, dogs, and cats would stare, bark, and hiss, and many other things at seemingly nothing. Her stories were always vague, and she would put a ton of time between the telling of each. Eventually, I realized she was scared to talk about it, so I never asked again. Then one day, about 3 years ago, she finally told me everything. The house was haunted by many entities, most notably a dog, a shadow man they called Fred, and the blue woman who appeared in her younger sister's room. The dog would be heard barking and walking around with its tags jingling. During that time, they didn't even own a dog. Fred was the main apparition. He was the cause of many of the terrors, missing items and electronics failing. He would often make himself known by making a noise, walking around, or even appearing to them in corners around the two youngest children, twin boys, and in one room in particular beside the kitchen. He appeared as a shadow, tall and lanky, either looming over the boys or standing watching over them. My friend's stepmother told me a story years later of how her phone turned off one day on its own, and when she rebooted it, the screen was filled with nothing but, "Fred is dead."
No.
Oh, I don't like that. I mean, that shouldn't happen. Your delightful screensaver of your loved one or your pet should pop up. This was an inside joke between the family. After all of this, I couldn't help but want to visit the home for myself. It seemed so amazing to me. But soon after, they moved out suddenly. They seemingly abandoned the house, and she wouldn't tell me why for a long time. She told me of one last entity in the house, a demonic entity that would cause lights to blow out, crosses to fly across the house, people to feel sick, angry, and upset, and even harm them. She had pictures of three long, dark scratches down her back. She said it happened when she was doing dishes one day playing Christian music. That made me think twice about wanting to visit. A year or so passed, and one day she asked me if I would like to help them finally move their belongings out of the house as they had to sell it. I was confused for a moment, thinking they had already moved. When I arrived at the house, I realized she wasn't kidding when she said they'd abandoned it. The house literally looked as if they left in the middle of packing. Everything was thrown everywhere, boxes open and half filled. The bedrooms were disasters, and I wondered if that wasn't their doing. During the emptying process, I spoke with Rose's stepmother a lot. I like how she calls it the emptying process. Not moving. We would feel as if we were being watched and heard noises through the house where no one was. Things would be moved about, and sometimes we would come back the next day and boxes we'd packed the night before were opened. Rose told me that happened a lot to them too, when they'd have to return to the house for things they'd left behind that were important. Most notably, a box full of Bibles was moved from the stairs to the living room, and her stepmother's favorite Bible had been hidden in one of Rose's bags. The final stretch of the packing came, and we had to take down the numerous large, heavy crosses that were placed all over the house. Most of them were found going down the wall of the steps to the basement, where I found out the demonic entity resided. As soon as all of the crosses were down and packed, a loud bang sounded throughout the house, and I will never forget the look on Rose's stepmother's face. Given the circumstances, I finally asked why they up and left so suddenly. She was hesitant, but told me the demonic entity had attacked the two young boys and left scratches all over them, and they left that night. We finished packing, and another family moved in almost right away. Walking past the home one night, I saw Fred in the front door window as if he were waiting for them to return. I have my own personal story about an entity that has followed me for years. It appears as a young girl, but recently I began thinking It isn't as it appears. I'll share that story as well if you guys would like. Ophelia. Of course we would like that story.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Now, this story, I can't say I like it because it's super creepy. But I think there are times when it just gets so much that you don't have any choice. You got to leave. You know, especially when young mm-hmm. children are getting hurt. What are you going to do?
Right.
And I think, you know, the things being, you know, packed and then they go in there, not unpacked or whatever. That could mm-hmm. be somebody coming in when they're not there and they've messed with stuff. It could be neighbor kids.
Yeah, I mean, and if it's trashed, that could be somebody came into the house, some kids or something messing around.
They knew that might or might not be.
They knew nobody'd been there for a long time or whatever, you know. So it could be stuff like that. But I'm telling you, we have had people that were moving out of a house for similar reasons. And says the same thing, like they tried to pack and they were having a hard time packing because then they come back and things are out of the boxes.
Well, and then this house, I mean, obviously they'd been having problems for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And so I definitely believe there's something going on in the house.
Yeah, it's interesting. I wonder if the family that moved in after them is still there.
Well, she saw Fred just walking past.
Yeah.
And sometimes
she
I'm
said
like,
there was a family that had moved in right away, right?
Yeah. And sometimes so I wonder, like, maybe you don't know that family. Maybe they got a grandpa who stands in the front door sometimes. I don't know. I don't know what exactly she saw, but she was pretty sure who it was.
Yeah, she seemed to think it was Fred.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Hmm.
But I will two things
well,
I would like to know. When they left, did Rose's family get the peace they so desperately needed? Are they free from all that now? I would really like to know. And mm-hmm. I would like to know about the family that moved in.
Mm-hmm.
Are they okay?
Yeah.
Did they end up having to move out? I don't know.
Yeah. Is it something that's the house? Or
exactly.
is it something that went with them?
You know, or
you know,
part
I know,
them.
But you know, you and I know how Rose Field, you know, how you and I know how Rose felt, because you want to have friends and you want people to think you're fun and that your house is fun and that your life is fun. And so you don't really want to talk about it much, you know, you're kind of weird. It's just kind of not the coolest thing in the world to be for everyone to know that you live in a really creepy ass house.
And it's scary. And
so nobody wants to come see you, right? Nobody wants to come over to your house to play.
Except Ophelia. She's like, let me in.
Yeah, she was like, okay. But, you know, when Rose's like, she's not really talking about it. I get that. You don't want everybody to think you're crazy, right? That's the crazy girl that thinks she has that believes in ghosts or whatever.
And when
right?
you're at work or you're out of your house, you can be away from it. You don't
yeah.
want to be talking about it.
Yeah, I used to just dread going home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because mm-hmm. it was just such an awful place.
Oh, that's just a creepy ass story. Well,
yeah.
Here is our next one.
Okay.
Hey guys, Joe from Georgia again, calling in for another story. One thing I didn't mention in my other stories was I am a police officer. I work full-time from one agency, and I work for another agency part-time. Well, for the part-time agency, the police department and the city hall are both located in an old schoolhouse that's over 100 years old. I was told by a bunch of people that the place is haunted. I really didn't know what to believe, and one night while working late by myself, I started hearing what to me seemed like a bunch of people talking, like you would hear a bunch of kids in the cafeteria with multiple conversations going on at the same time. I stuck my head out the office door and the noise went away. And as a police officer, I wanted to investigate it. So I turned off the air system just to make sure it wasn't that and you know, giving me a false noise, making me think it was something that's not really there. So after I turned it off, I waited for a little while and the noise came back again. It sounded like multiple conversations going on by a bunch of different people. So I knew it wasn't that. Another time, I was working late, and the elevator door, which was installed not too long before that incident, the elevator door opened up, closed, went to the second floor, closed, and then came back down. And I heard some, what I believe were footsteps. I mentioned that to my chief a few days later on, and he told me one night while he was working late, he heard what he thought were footsteps on the second floor, and he said the footsteps are very distinct, like a hard-heeled shoe, and then it sounded like a set of keys dropped and hit the floor. He said next thing he heard was the dragging of the keys as someone picking up off the floor, and then that was it. He thought maybe maintenance was working late that evening and realized that it's 10 o'clock at night, no one's there. And second, the floors were taken off and sent off to be repurposed. So he knew there was no way someone could be walking upstairs. He said after that incident, he made sure that he didn't stay late at night or he's got another officer with him. Another time, I was driving past the police department and it looked like someone was standing in the doorway, inside the doorway, where I could see from the waist up to the head. It was just a dark silhouette, black as black, which made it very distinct. I stopped the patrol car, backed up, and drove past the police department several more times just to make sure I wasn't seeing the optical illusion of something inside the building. And I never saw what I saw the first time. Just wanted to pass that on, you know, figured there'll be more stories from there, and I'll give you a call, you know, about that. Hope you guys have a good night.
Well, that's a haunted police department or police station.
Sure is. I'm telling you what. Okay, so the hearing lots of people talking thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that happen too in a couple places where I've heard, and it's like a commotion. You know, like lots of people are talking, but it's kind of quiet. I mean, it's like far away from me. You know, it's not like right here. It's like in a different room or something, a few rooms away, like kind of people talking, doing stuff, having conversations. But so it had been a school.
I remember one time you tell me when you lived in the house on Sunset Drive. Like something out of a soap opera.
Well, it sounds like something that Gloria Swanson would star in.
Sunset Drive. But I remember you telling me one time that you woke up at night and you heard what sounded like a party going on in the other room. But mm-hmm. you couldn't hear what anyone was saying. It was just that muffled, like, and there's multiple voices. I just remember you telling me that.
Mm-hmm.
Way back on Sunset Drive.
Right. And so, yeah, this was a long time ago. I told you that, right? Mm-hmm. And so I've had that happen. So I know what he's talking about. And, you know, of course, like he said, I'm a police officer. You know, it's my job to investigate things and go find out what's going on. And if something's wrong, flip off the air conditioner so you can hear better. And then he does hear it again.
Don't you think that police officers would make the best paranormal investigators?
I do. I absolutely do. Yeah.
No bullshit.
Because that's what they're trained to do.
Yeah.
No bullshit. They're not just going to believe anything, right? They're going to put everything through the mill just to make sure mm-hmm. that it's, you know, that they've figured out every possibility. But when it's creepy, it's creepy. And even the other police officer that he talked about, that the one that had some things happen where he heard something going on upstairs, heard keys hit the floor, that kind of thing. So he wasn't the only one hearing this stuff.
Right.
Right? There was other people hearing it too. You know, one time I used to be on a school board and there was, the community had an old hospital, and for whatever reason, they just donated it to the school, and the school was using it for their administration building, but it was huge, right? So we're only using this little part of it, just a little part. I mean, and it was creepy. One time they took us through it. I can't remember why, but for some reason we had a tour all the way through this old hospital, and it still had the operating rooms. It was a Catholic hospital, so it had a chapel in it, and it was all just falling apart, right? Like all this stuff was in there still. You know, there was still like tables and beds and chairs and, you know, all this stuff, this really old stuff. You know, the chapel was just falling apart. And there was a bit of an auditorium for some reason in it, too, just a small one in there. So, I mean, it was a big building. But anyway, we would have school board meetings. And sometimes these school board meetings would go on for a long time. And it would be kind of late at night. And one time we took a break and it was pretty late, maybe 10 o'clock at night. And we took a break and we were standing out in the hall talking to some people and beside an elevator. And the same thing happened. The doors opened and we looked at each other, you know, and then the doors closed and the elevator went up and you could hear it ding on the next floor, you know, and we're all just looking at each other. And one of the women that was like she worked in the business office so she was in that building a lot. And a lot of times at night she had to work. And she said, oh, yeah, she said that happens quite a bit, that the elevator doors just open. And she said, I said, do you hear other things too? And she goes, oh, yeah, lots of other things. So it reminded me of that story that he was telling with the elevator doors opening, you know, and hearing the walking and stuff.
Definitely, definitely a haunted place.
Oh, yeah, totally haunted.
So I'm glad I don't work in a haunted place because I work from home.
Yes, so, and write in more if you've got more.
If you have a real ghost story, share it with us because we'd love to hear it. The number to call is 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You could become a premium subscriber if you wanted to. No commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive. Do that through Apple Podcasts or sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Your first sip should do more than simply start the day. Elevate your scoop with Vital Proteins Collagen Peptides Advanced. Featuring collagen plus hyaluronic acid and vitamin C, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints, adding extra wellness support to your daily routine. So your upgraded routine supports you right back. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit vitalproteins.com to get started. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Wellness looks different at every stage. The right support makes all the difference. Shake up your routine with Vital Proteins Collagen Peptides. With 20 grams of collagen sourced from grass-fed, pasture-raised bovine, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. Made with no artificial sweeteners, it's a clean way to fuel your body. So your wellness stays effortless wherever the day takes you. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit vitalproteins.com to get started. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Your first sip should do more than simply start the day. Elevate your scoop with Vital Proteins Collagen Peptides Advanced. Featuring collagen plus hyaluronic acid and vitamin C, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints, adding extra wellness support to your daily routine so your wellness stays effortless wherever the day takes you. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit vitalproteins.com to get started. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security.
Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Your first sip should do more than simply start the day. Choose Vital Proteins Marine Collagen Peptides, sourced from wild-caught cod. With collagen peptides to help support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints, it's a simple way to add daily support to what you're already enjoying. So your upgraded routine supports you right back. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit vitalproteins.com to get started. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Wellness looks different at every stage. The right support makes all the difference. Shake up your routine with Vital Proteins Collagen Peptides. With 20 grams of collagen sourced from grass-fed, pasture-raised bovine, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. Made with no artificial sweeteners, it's a clean way to fuel your body. So your wellness stays effortless wherever the day takes you. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit vitalproteins.com to get started. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Your first sip should do more than simply start the day. Choose Vital Proteins Marine Collagen Peptides, sourced from wild-caught cod. With collagen peptides to help support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints, it's a simple way to add daily support to what you're already enjoying. So your wellness stays effortless wherever the day takes you. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit vitalproteins.com to get started. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Wellness looks different at every stage. The right support makes all the difference. Shake up your routine with Vital Proteins Collagen Peptides. With 20 grams of collagen sourced from grass-fed, pasture-raised bovine, it helps support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints. Made with no artificial sweeteners, it's a clean way to fuel your body. So your wellness stays effortless wherever the day takes you. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit vitalproteins.com to get started. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Your first sip should do more than simply start the day. Choose Vital Proteins Marine Collagen Peptides, sourced from wild-caught cod. With collagen peptides to help support healthy hair, skin, nails, bones, and joints, it's a simple way to add daily support to what you're already enjoying. So your wellness stays effortless wherever the day takes you. Vital Proteins. Stay vital. Visit vitalproteins.com to get started. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
This is Danielle Fishel.
And Ryder Strong from Pod Meets World.
As cat parents, Ryder and I know the feeling of being ignored by our cats. I often wonder, does my cat even love me?
Well, there's only one solution to solve that. Sheba.
Feed your cat Sheba and go from feeling ignored to truly adored in 12 days. Guaranteed or your money back.
Sheba has so many incredible products that can satisfy even the pickiest eater.
Like new Sheba Grilled. Made in the USA with the finest ingredients from around the world. They are savory strips in a succulent sauce that cats are sure to love. And it's 100% complete and balanced with essential vitamins and nutrients for adult cats like my Bill. Made without artificial flavors or preservatives, no corn, wheat, or soy. To learn more, check out Sheba.com.